Hey, everybody, this is Jeff. Thanks for tuning in for a mini episode of Saw Something Scary. I am joined this time not by Derek Zhu. He'll be back on our regular episode next time. But this time it's Jody Webster. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you'll know that name. Jody is a friend, a fellow horror fanatic, sometimes co-host, regular guest. I mean, Jody, you're very much a part of the Saw Something Scary family, man, and it's good to talk to you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to be a part of everything.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you. We're bringing you on to talk about something really unique that you've created to enhance the Halloween season that I can testify to the usefulness of, and that is your new October movie Scare-a-thon for 2019. I'm guessing some of our listeners are already familiar, but let's start with a clean slate. Tell us about your Scare-a-thon.
Yeah, absolutely. So about 3 years ago, for years I've always done like 31 days of Halloween thing, you know, where you watch a different scary movie every night. And a few years ago, I decided I really wanted to open it up and actually talk with people and let my friends participate with this thing I got going. And so starting in 2017, I began doing this October movie Scare-a-thon. I pick 31 movies. I make sure they're all on Netflix because I figure most people have Netflix and so they can participate. And we watch a movie every night. It's a big variety of different kinds of horror movies. And then we have a Facebook group where we can get together and talk about the movies each day and our thoughts about them, our impressions. We have spoiler-friendly conversations so that you're free to say whatever you want to say about it. And it's been really cool. We've had some good discussions, and we've had some fun talking about these movies. And I've had a lot of people tell me they really enjoy having this list to go by each year.
That doesn't surprise me at all. I know I like to do something similar to what you're talking about there. I like to just cram the month full of horror movies, but it's super nice of you to serve us all by one, giving us a really good list, and then two, giving a place to talk about that. And so if this is the first time someone heard about the Scare-a-thon, is the best way to find all the information octoberscareathon.com?
Yeah, absolutely. So I set up a website last year when we were doing it. The first year was pretty small. We only had like 50 folks in there. But last year, I really tried to reach out and get as many people involved as we could. I think this right now we have something like 160 people in our Facebook group. But I set up a website to make it easier than trying to search on Facebook. So if you go to October Movie Scare-a-thon, octoberscareathon.com, I have the list of all the movies there with links, all of them linked directly to Netflix. So if you go there, you don't have to search Netflix too. And then at the bottom of the page, I also have a link to join the Facebook group. I have a place where you can go to Letterboxd and see the list if you're a Letterboxd user. And I also have a link this year for the first time to Google Calendar. So you can actually add that to your calendar and make it show up on your calendar each day through the month of October, which movie is playing that night.
Incredible. Incredible. Guys, octoberscareathon.com. You got to go and check it out. I was actually browsing the list afresh right before I reached out to you to start the podcast. And yet again, man, you have done this wonderful job of mixing in stuff that's going to come out, I guess, right this month. So like In the Tall Grass, but some standards that we all kind of know are going to raise some scares. Carrie's on there, Insidious, along with some stuff that kind of pushed the envelope. So 3 years in, what have you learned in this process? Are you doing anything different than you were 3 years ago?
Well, I'm really excited about this year because in the past, Netflix has not been very good about keeping old movies on their platform.
Sure.
Things had gotten where it was almost all movies that had been released in the last couple of years. And this year, Netflix has really gone all out for horror this year. And so we have movies like Carrie on there. That's the first movie that we're watching on October 1st. So we have some bona fide classics in there. Carrie, American Psycho, Insidious, Cloverfield, some of which I haven't even seen yet. And so I'm looking forward to catching back up on some of these I should have seen.
Oh, yeah.
But then I try to mix in a lot of originals and indie movies. This year, I feel like I have a lot better crop of movies to work with in the first place, because we have so much good stuff. Every Friday night, a new Netflix original is dropping, and that's the movie we're watching for that week too.
Oh, cool. Cool. It is. It's nice also of Netflix to kind of say they're going to beef up their horror, I guess, stock is the right way to say it. I really do feel like they are seriously feeling Disney breathing down their neck, and new content's going to be their answer.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm all this new stuff that Netflix is putting out, I'm pretty excited about. I've seen the previews. It looks really good in the Tall Grass. I'm really excited about In the Shadow of the Moon. I think you and Derek have discussed it on the regular show. It's a serial killer movie. It looks really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Fractured, Eli, all of those are coming to Netflix. Rattlesnakes is the last one that we'll be watching. All of those look really interesting. They look well made, and we'll get to see them the night they come out. So that I think that'll be fun this year. That's a little something different than what we've done in the past.
Yeah, that's super cool. Talking about specific titles, I love The Autopsy of Jane Doe.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that one just keeps giving. The Monster is another that I think is criminally underrated.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about that one before, but I've never actually watched it yet, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Have you seen The Endless yet?
I haven't.
Yeah, so we watched The Endless, my wife and I being the we there. We watched it one night, or I guess it was a morning, super late after we got in from a New Year's Eve party. And we loved it, man. We thought it was awesome. And awesome. So, yeah, there's just great stuff all over this list. I have to tell you, though, I kind of feel like the 21st with Terrifier. I feel like you're trolling me with that one, man. Have you seen Terrifier?
I have seen Terrifier. I saw it right after it came out. Towards the end of putting this list together this year, I had seven or eight slots that I wasn't sure what to put, or I had two slots and seven or eight movies, and I wasn't sure which ones to put in. And so I took it to my Facebook group and put all those movies out in a poll, and Terrifier won by a pretty large margin for which movie needed to be added in. So I did add
Yikes.
It. I will say that when I post that one on the 21st, that I will post it with a warning. But
for sure,
this is pretty hardcore. You know, I kind of feel like I want to revisit it anyway, just because there's some part of me that wants to prove I can still hang, I guess. You know, like this is hardcore, really nasty horror, and it's the stuff I would have watched back in the 80s and 90s when I was a teenager. And when I watched it the first time, I was pretty disturbed and grossed out by it. So there's a part of me that's like, I'm not too old for this, right? So we put it back in there. We will watch it, I guess, and we'll see what happens.
Well, regular listeners of the podcast will know I get really squeamish about super gory stuff, but Terrifier, you know, the clown guy, I can't remember his name. I know he has a
Art.
Yeah. Art the Clown.
Art the Clown. Yeah.
He really is quite creepy and disconcerting. Yeah.
So I really wanted to like that movie because I like that character so much.
Exactly. But not to give too much away here, but there's a scene where a woman is involved. And have you seen that GIF? It's a Jerry Seinfeld GIF that just says, "Yep, that's enough out of you, Internet."
Yep.
That was definitely. I think I turned my TV off for like 2 days after I sat through the scene. I thought, you know what? I'm gonna read a book. I'm gonna go listen to the birds chirp. Well, man, this website is incredible. You have served everyone so well with it. Is there anything that is, you know, the specific movie you're most looking forward to here? Or are these like your children and you can't say you love any more than the other?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of these new ones that are coming out that I mentioned earlier I'm very excited about. I'm excited about hitting these classics again.
Yeah, sure.
Starting with Carrie is really exciting to me this year because I think 2 years ago we started with a really bad one. It was that movie Holidays.
Mm.
And it was such a terrible start to the whole Scarathon. This year we're starting with Carrie. I know we've got a great one to start with.
Sure.
The next movie after that is Cam, and I've heard nothing but good about that. Then The Autopsy of Jane Doe. We have such a great first few days of this. And then probably one of the ones I'm most excited about is the fourth one. We're watching In the Tall Grass. And that's that new Stephen King. It's written by Stephen King and his son, Joe Hill.
Okay.
And if you've ever watched or read any of his stuff, Joe Hill's great. And so, of course, Stephen King is as well. So I'm really excited about that movie. We have another Joe Hill movie later on in the month, Horns. That's on October 15th. So I'm excited about that one. I've never seen Green Room.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I'm super excited for you on that one.
I'm ready for it. Like, yeah, it's been on my list forever, and seeing it on Netflix was a good opportunity to put it out there and get a chance to watch that finally.
Yeah, I'm glad for you. That it'll mess with your heartstrings though, because Anton Yelchin.
I know it's going to be rough.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good, man. That's all excellent stuff. Anybody push back on American Psycho? Would you say that's? I mean, obviously, you picked it for a horror movie marathon. Any pushback? Anybody saying thriller or?
Yeah, I've heard several people that wouldn't qualify it as a horror movie. I think it has enough of that in there, and when you really get into this dude's psychology, it's pretty horrific.
Yeah.
So I feel like it kind of skirts the line, but I really enjoyed that movie. So I'm glad to get to watch it anyway, and so I feel like it worked.
Well, true story. That may be the only Christian Bale movie I've not seen, so I'm excited to get to watch it for the first time.
It's a really good movie. Like I said, whether it counts as horror or not, it's definitely worth watching.
Sure, sure. Well, I have often, you know, kind of been the lurker in the Facebook group. Maybe this year I can comment more. I'm not sure if I can hang with you on the 21st, but other than that, I hope I'll be more involved as well. So, man, what have we not talked about with the Scarathon? I want to make sure we cover all the ground because I think our listeners are really going to enjoy this year's setup.
Yeah, I'm just really excited to get to do this for the third year in a row. Once again, I've gone out there and I've tried to post it on places like Reddit and other things to try to get as many people involved as we can. And we've probably had 20 or so new people come in this year. So it's not been a huge growth year, but it's been still a lot of new folks getting in there. And I'm excited. I know a lot of the people who are in there this year are big horror fans like us. And so I think they're going to have a lot of good things to say. The biggest thing about this, as much as I enjoy watching the movies and putting the list together, I just like talking with people about this kind of thing.
Sure.
I think I spent most of my teenage years watching horror movies in secret. You know, I'd go to the local video store and pick something up and watch it by myself and just never really talked about it with anybody because I didn't know anybody who was into the same stuff I was into.
Right.
And now we get this great connection through the internet where we can all talk and share and enjoy this stuff. And I'm really excited for the opportunity to meet some cool people and have some cool discussions.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's a good way to kind of put a bow on this. Guys, again, the website is octoberscarathon.com. And at the bottom there, you'll see multiple links, but the one that says join our Facebook group is the one you're going to want to click. Jump in that Facebook group, and that's where the discussion is going to take place. And I can attest for 2 years now, this is one of the great ways available to you for no additional cost to enhance your Halloween season. And Jody, just on behalf of everybody making use of that, thanks for putting this together for us.
Yeah, I'm glad to do it. I like trying to put something together that is fun and entertaining, but also it's going to introduce folks to stuff they haven't seen before.
For sure. All right. Well, Joey, before we let you go, if people want to connect with you directly, I know they can find links to your Facebook in the Scarathon Facebook group. But are you on Twitter? Anywhere else people can find you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter as the Jody Webster, and I've got the same thing going. Well, it's just Jody Webster on Letterboxd. I use Letterboxd a lot. It's probably my favorite social media because there's no drama and just a bunch of people talking about movies. So I have a lot of fun there.
Absolutely. And guys, Jody didn't ask me to do this, but once you check out that website, you're going to see Jody has some real skills as a web designer, and he runs a business called Websterville Designs. There's a link to his company at the bottom of octoberscarathon.com. And if you've got any web design needs, Jody's your man. So just keep that in mind as you go through the Scarathon. Jody, thanks for your time, man. I'm glad we got a chance to talk this one over.
Yeah, glad to do it.
All right. Well, we will see you in the Facebook group this month as we go through the October Scarathon.